This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today we fix things. The University of Houston presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. On the eve of April 18, 1942, flight engineer Edward Sailor was facing long odds. He'd been chosen to man one of 16 small bombers that would take off from an aircraft carrier deep in the Pacific. It was 4 months since Japan had invaded Pearl Harbor, and the U.S. was looking to strike the Japanese homeland in retaliation. But doing so relied on an especially dangerous strategy. The makeshift bombers couldn't land on the aircraft carrier, so the plan was to bomb Japan, then fly unannounced to Chinese airfields. That night, as Sailor prepped for the following day, he discovered something that could put his mission in jeopardy. One of his plane's engines wasn't working. If it couldn't be fixed, the plane would be dumped overboard and the crew would ride home aboard the ship. But Sailor wanted no part of that. Together with the ship's crew, he removed the ailing engine amid swells so large that anything not lashed to the deck would roll overboard. Once below deck, Sailor and the crewmen disassembled the engine. By morning, they'd done their best to fix the problem and had reattached it to the plane. When asked by a crewmate whether he thought the engine would work, Sailor replied, "Well, there weren't any parts left over." And the repair did in fact work. Sailor joined the four other members of his flight crew on what must have been a harrowing takeoff and flight. The plane successfully reached its target, but didn't have sufficient fuel to reach an airfield and was forced to ditch in the sea off China's coast. Sailor's plane wasn't alone in that regard. Not one of the 16 planes made it to an airfield. Of the 80 men that took off that day, 1 in 7 never made it back to the U.S. Sailor's crew paddled to the Chinese shore in a life raft and took refuge in an animal pen where they were discovered by the pen's owner. The following morning, dressed as fishermen, the airmen were stowed away in a Chinese junk and smuggled by members of the local community through a Japanese blockade and eventually made their way to the U.S. Sailor went on to lead a long and happy life. He and his wife celebrated 69 wedding anniversaries and lived to welcome great-great-grandchildren. Sailor's story is one of courage and conviction, but something else as well. The often overlooked repairman. Whether craftsmen with specialized skills or simply passionate souls armed with duct tape and WD-40, repairmen keep the world going. While we idolize the innovator, we all too often fail to even recognize the people who fix things. The technician at the office we call for help with our computers, the administrative assistant who juggles schedules and personalities to keep the office running. The homeowner who's become a jack-of-all-trades caring for the family house. Each act of repair, large or small, contributes to making the same old the same old, to keeping our busy world from grinding to a halt. And each act, in its own way, is deserving of a special pat on the back. I'm Andy Boyd at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.